Good morning, listeners. Today we conclude our series of messages on characteristics of God that are not normally emphasized in worship in order to give us a better appreciation of God and therefore enhance our worship of Him. Our attention today will be on God as watchman, having previously studied Him as worker, mother, husband, and gardener. Our text for today is taken from Proverbs 15, verse 3, which reads as follows. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. Those of us of a certain vintage may remember a song by the English band Police, which sang a song entitled Every Breath You Take. The song was released in 1983, spending 8 weeks atop the Billboard Top 100 charts and copping 2 awards at the 29th Grammy Awards. The first 2 stanzas of the song have these words, and every move you make, and every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Now, this song might be the cry of a desperate man pining for the lover who has left him, but it is also descriptive of the awesome knowledge of God, who, through his constant watching, sees all and knows all. Almighty God, our Creator, sees and knows everything. He has divine omniscience, exclusive to himself alone. The Reformed Study Bible 2005 notes on page 896, entitled God Sees and Knows All, Divine Omniscience, tells us that, quote, God's eyes runs everywhere, and he searches all hearts, as well as observing everyone's ways. In other words, he knows everything about everything and everybody at the same time. He knows the future no less than the past and the present, and possible events that never happened no less than the actual events that do. End of quote. It goes on further to explain that, quote, God's knowledge is linked with his sovereignty. He knows each thing because he created it, sustains it, and makes it function every moment according to his plan. End of quote. As creator, it follows that God has sovereign rule over everything. The all-seeing God has a divine CCT camera installed that sees and records every thought, speech, and action of every person of every age. God records everything said and done in public and in private. He eavesdrops on every conversation. He is present in every room in our homes. He sees what is behind closed doors. There is no privacy where God is concerned. God, therefore, is the divine watchman. However, God is not like a human watchman. A human watchman is concerned mainly with security of property and the person. God is also concerned with these things, but he is also concerned with evaluating our actions and motives. Not only is God omniscient, but he is the judge of all men. There is a day of reckoning to come where every person will stand before God's judgment seat to give account for every action. The Apostle Paul explained this to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, where he states, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." Jesus explained that he is the one who will execute judgment on behalf of the Father. This is recorded for us in John chapter 5, verse 22, where he states, "Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. Bearing in mind God's omniscience and the day of reckoning, how then should we live? Our text suggests that people fall into either of two categories, the wicked or the good. There is no other category. We fall into one or the other. The knowledge of God watching every action should serve as a warning to the wicked and as encouragement to the good. The wicked should fear God's judgment and thus change their ways, while the righteous should take comfort in God's security watch and draw closer to God in reverent fear. But who are the wicked and who are the righteous, you may ask? In one sense, all of us can be classified among the wicked, because according to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But in view of the atoning work of Jesus on the cross, the righteous would be those who believe in the saving work of Jesus and surrender their lives to his lordship, thereby accepting God's offer of pardon, while the wicked are those who reject this offer of pardon from God through Jesus. If the wicked continue to reject the offer of total forgiveness which God offers, then God's wrath would remain on them, as explained to us in John chapter 3, verse 35, which states, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." So, considering God's all-seeing eyes, which sees and records everything, the wicked, though still outside the covering of protection from their sins that God offers in Jesus, they should repent of all their ways and surrender to God. In light of God's sovereignty, all human beings are challenged by him to surrender to his will or suffer the consequences of their ways. This call is made irrespective of a person's religious background, race, age, nationality, gender, or social class. Every human being is called upon to surrender to him in repentance. On the other hand, those who have surrendered to God, the righteous, they can take comfort in God's role as watchman over their lives. Psalm 121 was especially written for the righteous to take comfort in their God as watchman. Psalm 121 reads as follows: "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is the shade at your right hand, and the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life, and the Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore." Indeed, expressing confidence in God as divine watchman of one's life is truly an act of worship. Let us encourage our hearts with the knowledge of God's watchful care over our lives, irrespective of our circumstances. In closing, I trust that you are blessed by this series of messages. Let us continue to search the scripture to discover more portrayals of God's character, so that our worship of him can be enhanced. He is truly worthy of all our worship and the praises. May God's blessing and protection rest upon each of us and our loved ones. It was my pleasure serving you over the past 2 months. Take care, my friends. Walk good.